The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Let's start with Bahrain and Israel are signing a $3 million deal on water sharing tech. Tell us about that.
Isn't this amazing? So yesterday we spoke about the fact that we are looking forward to welcoming the new ambassador from Bahrain, the first ever to Israel soon. And we can't announced that we have our very first major deal between Israel and Bahrain signed and ready for rollout. You know, we've seen over the last couple of months with the United Arab Emirates this incredible trajectory, these incredible, on a daily basis, agreements on cooperation in various areas, and now we have the first one with Bahrain. So this is one signed with Mekorot. Mekorot is our national water carrier. It's worth $3 million large dollars, and it will be providing Bahrain's Electricity and Water Authority with consulting services on water projects, on knowledge sharing. And it is the first major significant agreement between Israel and Bahrain. And we look forward to many, many more. And also, of course, to similar deals possibly with Sudan and with Morocco and hopefully with other countries that will be joining our ever-increasing circle of peace.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. You know, it's actually... when you bring peace, it's like throwing a pebble into a pond, right? It could be a very large pond, but the ripple effect, only good can come of it. Only good can come of it, Rolien.
Well, this is it, and we're seeing it. In fact, I've just actually written an article about how Arab countries, and in particular Bahrain and Morocco, in this case, are leading the fight against anti-Semitism, which is so rife around the world. And it's quite fascinating that this fight is not coming from Europe or from the United States. It's coming from these countries. We have Morocco, the first Arab country to start instituting Jewish religion and Jewish culture studies in schools, and we have Bahrain being one of the signatories and admittedly with the U.S. State Department to IHRA, which is the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism. They are committed to tolerance education and to fighting two of the major, major accusations that IHRA protects against. The one is Holocaust denial, so, so important. The other is questioning Israel's right to exist as a legitimate state. And we can't forget that in the 20th century, throughout the Arab world, we've seen horrific incidents or instances rather of Holocaust denial. We see the BDS movement around the world that's trying to launch daily assaults on Israel's sovereignty. And for this to come from the Arab world is really, really speaking volumes. So this is what happens when you throw that pebble into the pond of peace. You see what you've created there, Kathy? We have a pond of peace. You get this incredible, incredible ripple effect.
Well, that's wonderful. It's wonderful news. Let's talk about COVID. And Rolien, I want to pick up on a conversation that you and I were having yesterday about this anti-vaxxer movement in Israel. And, you know, the vaccine passport, it's being likened to the yellow star during the Holocaust that the Jews had to wear. They're feeling persecuted. This group, I don't even know how big the group is, but there is a video that has gone viral on WhatsApp. And I've got people, all kinds of people saying, is this true? And it's very concerning if it is. Because it starts off saying how they've been censored and how Facebook has blocked them and how this is, and they've been threatened and they're all sorts of things. So can we just talk about this? Firstly, about the vaccine passport. Maybe
well,
let's start with that.
Anybody who is vaccinated has within 10 days of both your vaccines being done, you are eligible to get what we call a vaccine passport. This will allow you entrance into cultural events, into travel, to the gym, and I just want to reiterate the anti-vax movement in Israel is really, really small and shrinking, as we've seen cases over the last couple of weeks. One in particular, very, very tragic, of a very, very vocal anti-vaxxer whose sister was pregnant, declined the vaccine. She and her fetus, or she caught COVID, and both she and her unborn baby died. And the brother said he will never, ever, ever speak on behalf of the anti-vax movement again.
Gosh, how tragic.
And he's removing his Facebook page immediately. At the outset, when we started the vaccination rollout process, the government and the health ministry in particular warned we will be clamping down on people spreading misinformation through these anti-vax websites, because a lot of it is misinformation. So we have to guard against that. And yes, it does bring up the debate about civil liberties, your freedom of movement. But as you so rightly said the other day, we also have to respect the collective. And, we are facing a situation where we do have a global pandemic. Under no circumstances should anybody abuse, verbally or otherwise, anti-vaxxers. But, we also have to understand that these vaccines have been worked on for a number of years. This is not the first SARS virus or COVID virus, and that we have to protect our population at large. And this is why we're instituting things like the vaccine passport. But also, guys, and I'm really appealing to you, and it's my birthday, so you have to listen to me. Please consider
that is such a low blow, Rolene. It's my birthday, so you have to listen to me. You know, what kind of a debating technique is that?
If that doesn't work, Kayla, I'm using Jewish guilt. I'm pulling the Jewish guilt card. But please, guys, consider the source of where your information comes from. If it's not reputable, and if it's done by somebody going absolutely mashuga, please maybe consider that it might not be accurate.
You know, the problem, and I think that this is a problem with social media, is that any Tom, Dick, or Yankel can go on, and it doesn't matter about their frame of mind. It doesn't matter about their source of information. It doesn't matter about their mental status. They can spew whatever they want to. And I'm talking about, on social media, we've seen how perfectly nice people can go onto social media and just become the most revolting human beings in their responses.
Well,
right. And
if you are going to respond to somebody, institute the "will I be hurting somebody's feelings" rule. And if somebody has gotten their medical degree from the Facebook University of Medicine or epidemiology or virology, and in some cases counterterrorism, please don't take that. There are so many reputable sources of information. Please consider the source.
Okay, but sometimes the
really
sources look very credible. Do you know what I mean? You can have a university professor who's telling you that 5G causes COVID, or that, another university professor telling you that Bill Gates, it's all COVID-19 is a Bill Gates conspiracy. And really what it's about is that he wants to inject microchips into everybody through the vaccinations. I mean, you've seen that conspiracy, Rolene. There are people who are actually spewing this, and I don't understand how it continues, that sensible people don't look at this and say, listen, why don't you just shut up in your face because you're talking rubbish?
Well, Kathy, we've had technical issues this week, and I've been fully Pfizered, so if we were receiving 5G, it certainly wasn't working.
It's just absolutely insane. All right, Rolene Marks, we got to leave it there, but I want to wish you a Chag Sameach for the rest of the Pesach holiday, and I will speak to you on Monday, and I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. I'll catch you with Howard Feldman tomorrow morning, 7:45.
Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Chag Sameach. And to our many, many Christian listeners, a very happy Easter.